Hollywood has created some rather horrific projections on rising sea levels. And while we're not all going to drown tomorrow or the day after tomorrow, scientific predictions on sea level rise are taken into consideration in many communities around the country. This year, New Jersey must account for sea level rises when rebuilding infrastructure after Superstorm Sandy. That's one of the terms set by the federal government to release the second wave of recovery funds, some $1.4 billion. But that begs the question, which sea level rise predictions should they use, and how are these predictions created anyway? Here to walk us through the science behind sea level rise is WHYY's shore reporter Tracy Samuelson. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Mikan.
Tracy, some scientists are looking to the past in trying to understand future sea levels, correct?
Right. Scientists are trying to reach further and further back into history to understand past sea levels and to use that information to predict future levels. But the vast majority of scientists agree it's not going to be a linear progression, because the more the climate warms, the faster seas rise. Ben Strauss is the director of the Sea Level Rise Program at the New Jersey nonprofit Climate Central. He helped me get a handle on how all of this works. And he says scientists make predictions by understanding the historic relationship between global temperatures and the rate of sea level rise.
And it turns out there's a pretty nice relationship. So that approach says, let's just project that relationship forward. The warmer it gets, the faster sea level rises.
So that's one approach. But Ben says there's an even better way, but it's a lot more complicated.
We'll take these projections of warming and we'll add up the key components. First, the ocean is warming, and when the ocean warms, it expands.
And as it warms, glaciers melt.
We add that in. And finally, as global temperatures warm, the big ice sheets on Greenland and Antarctica will also be melting and affected. So we add that in.
You study all these different changes and figure out how each piece will impact sea level. But you don't just want to think about it at a global level. You also want to take these models and figure out what it means for people and communities at a local level, where the water will rise and when. So to get local, let's bring in a second Ben, also an expert on sea level rise. Ben Horton is a professor at the Institute of Marine and Coastal Science at Rutgers University.
You know, when you think about sea level, you cannot think of it as, well, let's say like a bathtub. You don't just turn on the tap and the water rises the same everywhere. It's very, very spatially variable.
So, Tracy, what does this mean for New Jersey and Delaware?
Well, to figure that out, we should put the water on hold for a minute and talk about land, strange as that may sound. You also need to think about what land is doing to make these predictions. And around New Jersey and Delaware, the land is sinking. Why is a long story. It's a topic best left for another day. It has to do with glaciers melting a very long time ago and, more recently, humans pulling water out of the ground. So though it may seem counterintuitive when talking about sea level rise, local factor number one is land. Okay, now back to the water. Here's Ben Horton again.
But then when you think about the oceans, there are two dominant processes that influence the U.S. Atlantic coast. The first one is to do with ocean circulation.
We've all heard of the Gulf Stream, right?
Yes, water moves up the east coast from Florida.
Right, and that water is very warm and it's very salty.
So it's a well-known physical theory that if you melt Greenland, which is exactly what we're doing, you'll get a large amount of icebergs that come out of Greenland and they flow into the North Atlantic. They hit this salty current and they freshen it up. And if they freshen it up, you slow down the Gulf Stream and you move its direction, and it causes water to pile up along the northeastern seaboard of the United States.
So that would mean more sea level rise for us than, say, for the Carolinas or for Florida. And if that's not complicated enough, let's add gravity into the mix.
Gravity?
Gravity. Large masses like Antarctica or that Greenland ice sheet that we've been talking about, they have a large gravitational pull.
So the Greenland ice sheet attracts water towards it. If you lose mass, if you melt Greenland, that gravitational attraction is reduced.
In other words, Greenland is holding lots of water close to it right now. But if it melts, it won't hold that water as tightly to it anymore.
And the effects of the sea level rise from Greenland are felt the greatest at the greatest distances on the planet away from Greenland.
For the Atlantic coastline, that means more sea level rise in the south than in the north because it's further away from Greenland.
So again, what exactly does that mean for New Jersey and Delaware coastal areas?
Well, Horton and his colleagues recently published a paper which estimated that by 2050, the Jersey Shore area will see 45 centimeters of sea level rise. That's above its 2000 levels. And it's about 20 centimeters more than the global average. It's actually a midpoint in the range that scientists expect, because as you can tell, this is all really complicated. So we tend to get predictions about sea level rise in the form of ranges, maybe spanning a few feet. But Ben Strauss says scientists are getting better at modeling all these factors, and those global ranges are narrowing.
We're basically talking about a range of projections from around 2 to 6 feet of sea level rise this century. And so that might paralyze some people. That's a pretty big difference. Another way to look at it is to say, you know what, we've already locked in to 4 feet of sea level rise. And the only question is, how fast is it going to happen?
So the other big variable here is time. The further we try and look into the future, the harder it is to model each of these factors and to know how they'll interact with each other. And both Bens agree that it's not just sea level rise that we should be worried about. Sandy showed us that. It's sea level rise combined with storm surges. The more the sea rises, the higher and more devastating storm surges will be.
So, Tracy, given all the variations in the predictions, all the different factors coming into play here, what concretely does any of this mean for those who are trying to plan the future or protect what's already there?
Well, it's still very early days in terms of people actually using these predictions. Certainly, scientists hope that one day it will eventually be the norm for people to consider these sea level rise estimates when they look to invest or build by the coast. For example, say you wanted to buy a piece of property or build a home. The idea is that you would look at these estimates and figure out how long you expect your home to last. The median age of homes in the U.S. is actually 40 years. So you might try and figure out how much risk you're willing to take. Are you okay with the low end of those sea level rise estimates for the next 40 years? Or should you build to withstand higher rates or a longer time period? The same goes for municipalities and states as they look to build infrastructure projects. Some of them are already using this information, but it's generally more the exception than the norm.
Tracy, thank you so much for walking us through that.
You're welcome.